This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, June 15, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte criticized Vice President Lenny Robredo for commenting on the COVID-19 surge in the city. Duterte called Robredo's comment politicking after the latter advised the city to emulate Cebu in battling the infection. The mayor told the vice president to stop commenting on something that she does not know about. The city has implemented massive tracing and testing of those exposed to infected individuals and placing those who are infected in quarantine facilities. In Makati City, the city government closed down two offices, one of them for a week due to high cases of COVID-19. In this report, the city government said that the city assessor's office reopened yesterday after a week of not operating, while the city health office is set to resume operations tomorrow after shutting it down Monday. In business, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III has urged the Governance Commission for Government-Owned and Controlled Corporations, or GCG, to include the assessments of regulatory agencies in evaluating the performance of government companies. Dominguez made the call after he observed several instances of incongruence between the evaluation done by the GCG on government-owned and controlled corporations against those made by regulatory agencies. In sports, teams joining the FIBA Asia Cup qualifiers have started entering the bubble in Clark, Pampanga, as the tournament is set to start this June 16. Vince Deason, president of the Basis Conversion and Development Authority, said he is hoping that the event, which will run until June 20, will provide hope to the people as this is being held in the middle of the pandemic. Aside from the host Philippine team, also competing are China, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Indonesia, and Chinese Taipei. You're listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. This is John DeVelos for the headlines.